After 5 years of steady, if sometimes incremental, improvement, the latest report from the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development shows that the percentage of Alaska public schools making adequate yearly progress as defined by the federal No Child Left Behind Act has dropped. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Alaska Education Commissioner Larry Ledoux presented the 2007-2008 AYP, Adequate Yearly Progress Report, this morning in Anchorage. It showed that of just over 500 public schools, slightly more than 290 of them met AYP goals. That's 59% compared to almost 66% last year. As he pointed out the decline, Ledoux described a factor that somewhat clouded the results.
To interpret this year's results, you need to know that the targets for the 2007-2008 school year have increased. The result is that some schools that made AYP last year and improved this year did not meet or exceed these new targets. Other schools, frankly, are flat in their assessment results. There hasn't been a lot of change or growth. And some schools remain far behind our expectations.
From 2004 through 2007, schools met the language arts objective if approximately 72% of the students passed. Last year, that became 77%. Likewise, in mathematics, the objective rose from about 58% to just over 66%. The tests cover students in 3rd through 10th grades. The drop between this last year and the previous school term is somewhat similar to 2003-2004 and 2004-2005. That was when the objectives rose for the first time. In that case, the percentage of schools meeting AYP didn't actually drop, but remained almost identical to the previous year. And while some schools that didn't make AYP in 2007-2008 still showed progress, the number of those failing to progress or falling behind has grown.
There are some districts and schools that are showing showing low scores, and there are districts that we are working closely with to provide support. And the number of districts probably meriting that support has increased this year.
Consecutive years of failure to meet federal AYP goals can slide schools and districts into various levels of consequences. Some demand more concerted, planned efforts at student improvement. The most severe, taking place after years of failure, can result in administrative and staff reorganization. Ledoux noted that it's the state's role to help consistently troubled districts and schools to achieve AYP, not harass them. Often that help takes the form of state personnel who can analyze the effectiveness of various district or, in the future, individual school programs. But, Ledoux says, the Department of Education can only do so much.
Any kind of intervention has to be community-based. To assume that the state can go into a community and, through some simple changes, increase scores is not going to happen. The state needs to work collaboratively with communities to increase student achievement.
Ledoux pointed out another difficulty accompanying a bulky report like AYP. It sometimes obscures the most important element of all.
We must put a child's face on everything that we talk about. So when we talk about statistics, whether a school made AYP or whether they didn't, we have to remember that success is child by child and failure is child by child.
The AYP report is available online at the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development website. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.